Boss Ladies, thank you so much for all of the positive feedback that you're sending via social media and also just via email about the whole topic of balance and creating more balance in your life. I didn't actually realize how many people, I mean, I knew that there was a global problem because we all feel the anxiety, but I didn't actually realize how many people really feel lost and really feel like their lives are out of control and that they need more balance, but they don't know where to start. So thank you so much for the positive feedback. I hope that the tools are helping you. And even though it's a little bit of homework, that it is actually part of your transformation journey and that you are finding it very enjoyable and very useful. So today I wanted to talk to you about the difference between reality and truth. So real versus true. So right now I'm recording this podcast and the damn neighbor's dog is barking again, right? So the irritation that I feel is very, very real. But the thoughts that I'm having around it are most probably not true. So if you think about some of your fears or some of your self-limiting beliefs, or, you know, if you get depressed or you're feeling anxious, there's a lot of thoughts and a lot of self-dialogue that accompanies those feelings. So, for instance, if you've got to do a big presentation to the board, you might be feeling nervous, right? And that feeling is real. In that moment, what you're feeling in terms of anxiety or feeling overwhelmed or feeling stressed or feeling scared or maybe even lost, whatever it is, that feeling is real. And, you know, we can't dismiss that feeling because it's very, very real. But what we can control is our thoughts about it. And what I'd like to invite you to do is to actually look at and be mindful of the thoughts that you're having in that moment. So if you're giving a big presentation to the board and you're feeling nervous, and that little mean-ass bitch of a negative self-talking voice inside you starts saying, you're not good at presentations, you suck at public speaking, you're going to screw this up. You know those little thoughts that pop into your head? You need to recognize them and you need to stop them, because most of the time, I would say 99.999% of the time, those thoughts are not true. And we need to learn to distinguish between real feelings and untrue thoughts and beliefs. And we need to learn to kind of create that divide between them so that we can find a way to actually make it through the very real feelings that we're having. So I'm not saying that we need to dismiss the feelings, because the only way out is through. So sit with the feeling, feel nervous, feel overwhelmed, feel scared. That is okay. But notice the thoughts that you're having along with that feeling. And ask yourself whether those thoughts are really true. And remember that little trick that I've taught you previously, when you've got this negative voice saying mean things about you, saying you can't do it, you suck, you're going to screw this up, you know, you always mess this up, there's no way out, this is the end, it's just too much. All of those things, stop yourself and repeat very quickly three positive, powerful I am statements. I am kind, I am intelligent, I am successful, I am funny, you know, whatever it is, I am brave, I am resilient, I am beautiful, I am a spiritual being, I am able to overcome anything that life throws at me. Whatever it is, some kind of a powerful I am statement that will enable you to flip the script and enable you to change that self-dialogue. So sit with the feelings that are real at the time, but get rid of the thoughts that are not true in that moment. And it will transform your entire experience around a specific situation. And you'll find that the minute you're mindful of these things, it actually decreases the intensity of the real feelings that you're feeling at that point in time. Because you're able to then, in a logical and systematic manner, kind of almost talk yourself off the ledge, for lack of a better phrase. So try it out this week. See how it works for you. Learn to distinguish between real feelings and untrue thoughts and beliefs. I'll chat to you again.